A lot of political action going on around the toilet paper dispensers here at Air America Radio. Single sheet dispensers, which completely...
Brendan, how did they do that?
Ruined Brendan McDonald's day to the point where it ruined his week last week, Riley. You missed it because it's sacred time to Brendan. He's a guy that likes to have that sacred time in the bathroom uninterrupted by the frustration that comes with a single white toilet paper, a single sheet toilet paper thing. And then we found out that the women here are very upset as well. And it really thinks we think it debilitates some workers. We think it takes too much time. Here's a letter from a guy that says that an employee making $40,000 a year is earning about 32 cents per minute. If his time in the stall is increased by just 1 minute due to the inconvenience of one sheet dispensing, an entire roll of paper could be bought every two visits. You know, and we've had enough. And a female employee who's going to remain unidentified here at Air America has provided Brendan McDonald with the tool necessary to take action. We go to Brendan McDonald in the bathroom here at Air America Radio. Brendan, what's going on in there? What are you doing?
What's up, man?
That's right, Mark and Mark, I was given a hacksaw by a very generous member of the Air America staff. We have enacted a political momentum here, guys,
Yeah. And
it's going to play itself out. Right now, I am going to saw off the protective device that is preventing us from pulling more than two sheets at a time.
Good for you.
Toilet paper roll.
Good for you.
I'm going to do it right now on the air, okay? You guys, I'm going to put you on the speakerphone, and we are going to saw this puppy off.
Okay.
Let's take back the streets, man.
All right, here it goes.
All right.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, we hear it. That's great. That's a...
We made one cut. All right, we're already... I'm halfway through. I have to make one more incision. Oh, my God, we're going. And victory.
Victory.
Free at last. I can wipe my ass.
Free at last. He's free at last.
And We have David, our intern Goliath in here, is taking a victory photograph right now.
Yeah.
And we are going to post that at morningsedition.com. We have enacted a great momentum here, a political momentum, and don't let anybody ever tell you that one man can't make a difference. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Brendan McDonald. He has freed the toilet paper for the people. I hope he goes into the women's room because they apparently have a big problem as well. He's probably got his morning cut out for him with that hacksaw. I don't know what kind of what kind of trouble that's going to cause here. Who's responsible for those damn things? But who says you can't facilitate political and social change? In your own life. Brendan McDonald taking the steps this morning. I'm proud of him, man. I'm proud of him. And I hope he finds a better job. Now it's... he's got the hacksaw in the booth. Thank you, man. There's a liberal agenda. Praise first. Liberal agenda, marching orders. One, praise the thousands of activists who flooded the streets of Hong Kong to demand democracy. Try to plan something similar here, provided your schedule doesn't get too crazy around the holidays. Two, use New York world premiere of King Kong to stage a PETA anti-fur protest. Three, this holiday season, remember 'twas the night before the non-denominational holiday. Four, pay Iraqi journalists to plant pro-abortion, pro-gay marriage, and anti-Bush articles in Iraqi papers. And five, send the White House your own addendum to their plan for victory entitled Backup Plan for Humiliation. Phrase of the day, just drop this in the conversation. It turns out the Justice Department lawyers always thought the Texas redistricting plan pushed by Tom DeLay was illegal. The biggest clue, it was being pushed by Tom DeLay.
Great.
Wake up, sheeple. You don't need a weatherman to know that this blows. So now, before we go into what we're going to have tomorrow, looks like we got about another minute. Brendan, you feel strong? You feel empowered?
Oh, it was great, man.
You know what? I'm getting a lot of emails, Riley, about our conversation about American-made and Japanese-made cars. You know, I took some flack from some United Auto Workers Union members, and some other people are writing in about American cars being stinky. And maybe we should have that conversation tomorrow morning. I don't want to get her on the phone, but I want to say hi to Jenna, who has been listening to all last week. She's been in the hospital up there in Minneapolis. She had surgery on her knees, and we didn't have time to talk to her today. And she's probably pretty loopy on the OxyContin, and we only got about a half hour. But I hope you're doing well. What do we got going on tomorrow, Riley?
That's a good question because I don't think I got a cheat sheet.
I got it. Comedian Jim David, who is very funny, always funny on this show, very excited Jim David. And director Stephen Kagan, the guy who directed Syriana. We had Bob Baer in a week or so ago. Let's get the filmmakers' angle on that. And, of course, Chris Hedges, one of our favorite guests.
Oh, yeah.
Who is currently working on a book about the Christian right called American Fascism, tentatively. We'll see how that's going. So
we're going to do all of that and a whole lot more. Air America Radio. We'll
Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.